And the time now is 28 minutes past 9. And we have a special guest in the studio. You just heard his song, and that is D Minor with Concrete Pillow. So just to give you a bit of quick intro, D Minor is a special guest artist, as I said, in the studio with Alive 90.5. Born in Australia, background a Tongan, and he has grown up in New Zealand. So he's still got quite a bit of Kiwi in him as well. International recording and performing artist. He won a gold medal at the World Championship of Performing Arts in 2015, and he was awarded the Sony Foundation National Scholarship and also awarded the Vodafone Foundation Australia's sponsorship. He's an ambassador for Parramatta City and Musicians Making a Difference, and he's also the Australian Got Talent finalist in 2019. So please welcome D Minor.
Hey man, thank you for having me.
Excellent. I'm so glad to see you in the studio today. You've been traveling quite a bit last week.
Yeah, a bit. Yeah, I was away. I was away last weekend.
Awesome.
Good little getaway.
Good. And I saw that you've got this big billboard up there happening on the Pacific Highway.
Yeah. So that's for a youth campaign. They've targeted, I guess, disadvantaged youth that have come out of like foster homes and just youth homelessness up there. Around Kempsey area, Coffs Harbour. Yeah.
Awesome. Great. And the organization's called Durunga, hey?
Yeah. So I believe it's an Aboriginal Youth Services, but just help, yeah, just I guess young people in general. Yeah.
Awesome. No, quite close to your heart, etc. Yeah. So what inspired you to start your career in music?
Great question. I feel like just growing up, I experienced a lot of adversity. Just a lot of, difficult situations. And music was something that kind of just helped me grounded. I guess it helped me survive, just being able to escape and throw on some headphones and just being able to just write was kind of like my outlet. That's where I found my passion for music. I know that listening to a lot of other artists that would share their stories and through music, I thought it was kind of like a really, really cool skill set to be able to have. So, I guess that's where I picked it up and just kind of followed that. And it was my passion. It was like therapy for me, actually, just being able to write lyrics and just kind of just escape into that world.
Awesome. And your song that we just played, Concrete Pillow. So I keep thinking of that word concrete pillow.
Yeah.
So to me, it has a deeper meaning, I'm sure to you as well. Do you mind sharing with the listeners what inspired you to name the song Concrete Pillow?
Yeah, just for myself growing up, I experienced a lot of like homelessness from around the age of 11 and 12. I got picked up by Department of Community Services. I was put in foster homes and refuges. And I guess this song, it was being years in the making. So I wrote this song from, I guess, a very early age and then just kind of refined it and just started working. It was a working process. I just wanted to kind of write something that was kind of raw and authentic, that was close to me. And yeah, I know that youth homelessness is a massive thing, all over the world, but in Australia. So yeah, just wanted to, I guess, shed light on the situation. Yeah.
Great. Very inspiring. And then the other song, which I'm going to play soon after this, is Home Run. And being South African, by the way, you reference Wildebeest. So what made you reference that animal?
You know, because I know that they're like, well, it's a wildebeest. They're just like, they're beasts. So yeah, just being able to, I guess, have that drive. And I guess that song talks about like overcoming that and just going for that home run and just kind of coming out of difficult situations, like positively. Wildebeest just kind of referencing that to be able to just come out of any situation.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Great. Then what age were you when you won the gold medal at the World Championship of Performing Arts?
So that was 2015. So I was probably like 21 or something. Mm-hmm. 2015. Crazy experience. I got picked up, got selected to represent Australia. Went over to LA, competed, and it ended up winning gold. And it was for a song that I wrote about like my experience. So very humbling experience to be able to go over there and share what I had with the US and around the world. So yeah, and that's when I came back and became an ambassador of my city, appointed by the Lord Mayor. So yeah, really grateful to have that opportunity. Yeah.
Awesome. And then how was it feeling? I mean, just standing there in the US in LA and being called up and winning gold for Australia. What went through?
Yeah. Pretty cool. It was because I remember we had like an award ceremony towards the end, and then And it's just great because I just feel like, you know, like hard work, I guess, pays off. But not even hard work, just being able to, I guess, write something that's really personal to me and then sharing that, especially over in LA, and just having people, I guess, connect with it and just resonate with them was kind of really cool. So, yeah.
Great. Then if you could change one thing in your past, what would that be?
One thing in my past? Oh, less junk food.
Less junk food. You could trim, you like toned, and there's nothing wrong.
You know what? One thing in my past, I guess, I've always been passionate and driven, but I guess just, I guess surrounding yourself with positive people is super important as well, especially when you're going through a lot of different situations where you're surrounded by people that are going through struggles in their own life battles, like foster homes and then refugees. So many people you're surrounded with had their own experiences that they're dealing with. So I guess surrounding yourself with positive experiences and just I guess also remaining tunnel visioned and focused and
Awesome. And also, I've always wondered what it's like having a twin brother. I mean, you've got a twin brother.
Yeah.
So, example, I mean, like, do you get him to cut his hair before you so you see what it looks like? Or do you make him wear something?
Oh, we've never done that. I mean, sometimes we'll wear matching outfits. Sometimes it's not intentionally. Yeah. Sometimes it's just we have similar taste. I mean, we used to switch classes back in schools, which
you've
was
never
fun.
Switched girlfriends at all, eh?
No, never. No, never.
Just checking.
Yeah, not that I remember. But no. But yeah, I mean, we used to switch classes and stuff. No. Should do fun stuff like that. But it's great. Yeah. I mean, it's good.
Good. And do you have anything special to share with the young artists out there wanting to pursue a career in music?
Yeah, I guess find a style, be unique. I guess for me, I didn't really write music for anyone besides myself. I only wrote it for myself just so I guess I could listen to it personally. And then it wasn't until that I finally put it out that it did resonate with other people and people could connect with it on some level, because everyone goes through some form of struggle, whether it's big or small. So being able to, I guess, listen to music and relate to it on some kind of level. Just finding something that you love. It may not even be a music thing. It may just be, I don't know, it might be a sport or fitness thing or whatever it could be. Finding your avenue and just sticking at it. And
Definitely. Then lastly, what's next on the D Minor bucket list? So any new songs in the making?
Yeah, I have a few actually. So I was in the studio last night actually just working on a few different projects. But yeah, I've got a few things coming out towards the end of this month, before the end of the year, a few new releases. So yeah, looking forward to that. Yeah,
awesome. We're definitely looking forward to it. We're looking at expanding your selection on air.
Yeah.
And definitely giving it a go. The next song called Home Run. What is Home Run about, by the way?
Yeah, so Home Run's I guess a follow up from Concrete Pillow, just being able to overcome any obstacles that life throws at you. And just moving forward, just going for that home run.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So definitely. Coming up is Home Run with D Minor. Thank you for coming into the studio.
We're going to play
it now. And stay tuned with Home Run.
Choked up, the will to breathe, made the team, don't take loss, stay strong, don't feel defeat, I have the drive, the will to be, anything that I want, I will succeed, I feel alive, I feel the beat, I'm a wildebeest in a field of dreams, anything that I want, I'ma do, anything, I'ma get it, I'ma prove, it's a home run, when I swing the bat, I run hard, never looking back, and we stand up, ignite the sun, hindsight, cause I might have won, dark days, when we part ways, let's stay firm, and unite as one, stay alive, keep breathing, you can't leave for no reason, my heart knows that I need this, and my skull scars show when I'm bleeding. But I cover up and I pull through, cause if I can, then you too. Reach your home run when you're broken. I'm growing up, I'm in motion, and I'm running through the city when it's night. And I'm feeling so alive that I might get it any minute. I'm a living, I'm a lover when I got it. And I'm never giving up this fight, so know that it's humanity, a teenage dream to reality. All people, we all equal, so let's recharge this battery.
I'ma take it all, I'ma hold my head high, never low. And when they think I've had enough, said I'ma keep on coming. And when the world knocks me off my feet, I won't give up, I won't ever sleep. And when they think I've had enough, said I'ma keep on coming.
I stand alone when I face fear, it's not a day I don't taste tears. They laughed at my bad past, but I stand up, had a great year. Slow down, I don't go there. Move around where there's no air, where I suffocate, I can't breathe, I resuscitate, I can't leave this planet, yo, that I walk on. I'm worn torn, but I feel though, if I stay strong, stay brave, that there's nowhere that I can't go. And I feel like that I must strike, whether iron's hot, I'll be fine. It's real life, it's game night, it's crunch time, so I must fight, and let's rebuild what they crushed down. Grab the flag and just run now, drop the mic, the crowd cheers. Trumpet plays, the sound is so loud that my eardrums just vibrate. They go hard, don't doubt this, cause without wings I still fly. So hold on to whatever dream that you got, and I'm never giving up my spot. What you fight for is what you earned, and don't stop and no U-turn. From a big dream to a major league, I'm here to stay, never came to leave. I stand tall with my head high, standing proud for a greater need. Keep on coming for the home run. I'll keep on running on. I'll keep on coming.
Yes, 20 minutes to 10. And that was Home Run by D Minor, who's in the studio with us. So D Minor, you want to talk a bit about Home Run? Just give us a bit of a overview of that lyric. Yeah,
that's I connected with Zeke Power. So Zeke Power was one of the finalists on The Voice last year. Yeah. And the chorus was written by Conrad Sewell, and it's just got a powerful. I wanted like a kind of a powerful male vocalist on it. Yeah. Reached out to Zeke and he jumped on board. I love creating music that's got meaning. It's got powerful lyrics that kind of has an impact. So yeah,
definitely, awesome. And I love everything you've been doing. I mean, I had the opportunity to meet you, I think, what was it, almost 6 weeks ago at the opening of the Granville Community Centre?
Yes. Yeah.
Which is a great initiative, and with the mayor there, Steve Christo.
Yeah. That was a cool event, that one. Yeah. And that's an awesome centre that's just opened up.
Definitely.
As well.
I laughed when Steve said that he always wanted to rap.
Yeah.
Like you. You know? Yeah. I think he even referenced you like the Australian version of Eminem.
Ah, did he? Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Yeah, definitely. So, yep, D Minor with all the great work he's doing, as I said, on with homeless foundations and helping kids realize their dreams and helping them from a support. And yeah,
totally. I feel like there's like between the ages of like 12 to 24, something. There's around like over 25,000 young people that are homeless on the on the streets on any given night. So I feel like it's something that's really close to me, be able to work with people that do come from a disadvantaged background, especially youth. And and I'm lucky enough to be an ambassador for a few different youth organizations, like Musicians Making a Difference. Stand Tall, that kind of give back to the community. I know that like Musicians Making a Difference use the power of music to connect with people, and I know that like music is super powerful. So being able to use that as a tool to kind of get people to write about their lives and overcome some of those difficult situations is definitely a great tool to use.
Great. Excellent. So you know that it's Movember today, this month, actually.
Movember.
So are you going to be growing a mow, by the way?
Nah, probably not.
Okay. But I know that you move a lot because I see you always doing these fitness challenges.
I love staying active. I mean, I love doing things outdoors. Bushwalks, hikes, anything.
I just see your Instagram and then I get tired. It actually makes me tired because you look so fit and you're working out. It's like, I'm going to do that one day and I just don't get out. You don't get out.
Yeah, I know. Motivation is, I love motivation. I love finding it when there is none. So, it's good.
Good. Because if you don't, Movember's not just about growing a mow, hey? It's also about Movember.
Oh, yeah.
Moving.
Yeah.
So moving and getting that motion going. Yeah. So we are at Alive 90.5. We are also doing quite a big thing for Movember. And what we're doing is we are growing a mow to save a bro. So share your dough. Yes,
I see that you're growing a mow.
Yeah. Oh, no, I've been growing a mow for a couple of months now, actually.
Yeah.
It took me a while.
To get ready for November?
To get ready for November, definitely. But there's something that someone once told me that I look like a 70s, I wouldn't say what star, but I look like a 70s star. And the other thing is some women don't like guys with mows. They reckon it looks very grizzly and
So that's why you're growing it?
No. It's keeping the women away, so I can't wait to shave it off at the end of the month.
It looks good as sushi though.
I look like a Mexican actually.
You do.
You do. Awesome. So yes, that was Adi Minor with Home Run and also Concrete Pillow. He's still joining me in the studio. We stay tuned on the Positive Energy Unlimited show. And we have, unfortunately, we're coming close to the end of our show. Coming up next, we have Spotlight. But before we go, we've got a special, as I said, we had a special guest, Adi Minor, in the studio. And I want to thank him for his participation and being involved in the studio today. Adi Minor, I'm going to ask you to, there's a special guy in Rockhampton that just loves you. Loves your music, him and his daughter, Tyrone Colby and Jada.
Yeah, shout out to Tyrone from Rockhampton. I've actually never been there, but do plan on visiting.
Not missing much, by the way.
Not much happening?
Not much happening in Rockhampton.
Shout out. Thank you guys for your support. Thank you for listening. Thank you for having me on Alive. Yeah. Appreciate you guys,
Awesome, definitely. And we can't wait for your new songs coming out. It's going to be really exciting just hearing. I don't know. Is there names? Any sneak previews of any songs?
They're still very, I mean, they're coming together. They're working. It's a process, but they're coming very soon.
Awesome.
Which is good. Yeah.
We're definitely excited and I can't wait. And we can't wait to have you again back in the studio. So thanks for your participation. Coming up, we also have, as I said, I just want to do one more on-air announcement about Movember, which is important. So for Movember, did you know that... 6 men, on average, die 6 years earlier than women. So we have a shorter life expectancy than women. And that's largely for preventable reasons. 1 in 6 men in Australia will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. 1 of every 6. Early detection is key. So give yourself every chance against prostate cancer. Talk to your doctor at 50 or at 45. If you're African or of Caribbean descent, or if you have a family history of the disease, we suggest you do it at 45. Across the world, 3 out of 4 suicides are men, and that's a shocking result. So 3 out of 4 suicides are men, and every 40 seconds, someone in the world attempts suicide, and that's a number we want to try and change. So 5 things you need to know about men's health. 1. Learn them, live them, and pass them along. 1, make man time. Now, what does man time mean? What does man time mean to you?
Man time to me just means my alone time, hanging out with the guys.
Exactly. It's about hanging out with the guys, stay connected, spending time with your friends. That's all about man time. Catch up on them.
Yeah.
Check in and make time. Having open conversations. What is open conversations?
Asking if they're okay, talking about the difficult stuff.
Yep, listening and talking and making sure you're there because you can save someone's life just by talking and keeping the conversation. Noah is a amazing artist, 24 years old, born in New Zealand, but raised in Australia. And he has 2 hits, one called Concrete Pillow and the other one called Home Run. Stay tuned and learn more about D-Minor. He's also doing some fantastic work for homeless people out in, homeless kids out in Australia. Coming up is the news on the hour, and the, followed by the weather and the traffic. Stay tuned on Alive 90.5.